You're listening to SBS News.
The party continues in the Slovenian village of Komenda with a population of 896 after cyclist Tadej Pogačar made history as the first Slovenian to win the Tour de France. At the age of 21, Mr. Pogačar became the youngest winner since 1904, retaining the leader's yellow jersey the day before his 22nd birthday. Here is the historic moment for a young man overwhelmed with emotion and pride from the perspective of the Tour de France commentary team.
What a day! Well, he shows his emotion. Tadej Pogačar wins the Tour de France. The 21-year-old from UAE Team Emirates, the Slovenian, takes the victory here in Paris.
The 21-year-old also earned the Polka jersey as the Tour's top climber and the white jersey for its best young rider. Speaking from the winner's podium in front of a crowd of 5,000 people, Mr. Pogačar thanked his supporters.
This is incredible. Standing here in Paris and on the top, I never thought of that, and it's been an amazing 3-week adventure. I have to thank to everyone who was involved in all the preparations, all the hard work in the team, in my family, everyone outside that supported me.
Fellow Slovenian Primoz Roglic finished second, despite being the favourite to win, while Australian Richie Porte claimed third place. Mr. Porte is from Tasmania and has been competing with the world's best for more than 10 years. He says he has made a dream come true by finishing on the podium in the greatest race of all.
You know, if I think back to growing up, watching the Tour, it was always a dream to turn professional, and to make the Tour de France team is one thing, but then to be on the podium in Paris, it's unbelievable, and it still really hasn't sunk in, to be honest.
Mr. Porte will now travel to Monaco to meet his newborn daughter Eloise, whose birth he missed during the race. In Slovenia, people are still celebrating the first and second place finishes of Pogačar and Roglic.
Two Slovenians are now on the podium.
It was tough, but we are happy for both. I mean, we definitely think that Pogačar deserved this. This is probably beginning of Slovenian heroes coming to Paris.
I think it's a great atmosphere. I think most of the people here are Slovenians, so it's still great. You see, not many people, but most of them are Slovenians, and we make a great atmosphere, yeah.
This year's Tour de France was historical for many reasons. The event was able to hold all 21 stages under very different circumstances to previous years. Coronavirus restrictions meant that just 5,000 spectators witnessed the great race. A Welsh spectator says he's just happy that the pandemic didn't stop him from seeing his favourite sporting event live.
There's obviously huge risks with doing these sorts of things, to be honest. They've probably managed to get it in within this perfect window because the cases are rising still. But I think for me, it's still pretty great to be here, and still everyone's socially distancing and everyone's wearing masks, so I feel quite comfortable being here.
And for the next decade, you can watch the Tour de France on SBS after it secured the exclusive broadcast rights until 2030. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.